Atamaria e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on The Breakfast Show here at 95BFM. That was Pulp with Help the Aged. And on the line, we've got old mate Tim Batt. Morena, Tim, how are you?
Good morning, Rachel.
Oh, it's nice to hear from you. We're doing pretty well in here. How are you going?
I'm doing great.
How's your baby?
In front of me. My baby's awesome.
Nice.
The baby continues to roll.
That's great. That's what we like
time.
To hear.
Man, everyone keeps going on about how, like, awful it is to have a baby and how hard it is to be a parent. I got to say, I've taken it upon myself to start telling the other side of the story. It's awesome.
Yes.
Babies are really cool.
That's great. I love to hear that. Yeah. You're doing a slightly R18 sort of event, though, away from babies on Saturday night.
I want to stress, there's no nudity.
I've made this sound very sort of like risque, but it's just at a bar. That's the R18-ness there.
Listen, let's put it right up top. This is a comedy show that I've come on to talk about. No one will be taking their clothes off as far as I know.
That's good. That's good to hear. It's happening at Whammy Bar, which is great because obviously Red is a very tricky time for our music venues, or for all of our venues, but it's good to see some stuff happening in these spaces and some things to make us laugh, which I think we can always do a little bit of that in the middle of a pandemic.
Exactly. Whammy was actually the site of a Save Our Venues meeting earlier this week, so you know they're right in the middle of the good fight. And Taylor of Freak the Sheep fame got in touch with me on I think it was Wednesday this week and was like, hey man, could you put a show on Saturday? So this has all happened very quickly, but would love it for some people to come. We've actually sold quite a few tickets.
Awesome.
And the tickets are limited because we're obviously following all of the COVID protocols to the letter.
Nice.
So big spacing, which is nice for you. You kind of like, if you buy, you know, with a friend or two, you get a table to yourself.
Pretty lush.
It's nice. We've got a great lineup for you, Rachel. Check out these names.
Yes,
please. We're talking Guy Montgomery.
Oh, very good.
You might know from Taskmaster or me mocking him online because we've been such good mates for almost 10 years. Joe Damon, who people might remember from Celebrity Treasure Island.
He was very good on that, I have to say.
Joe is awesome. Joe, I think, is the only comedian in New Zealand who's sold out Sky City, the Sky City venue, twice.
Wow. Nice one, Joe.
He's awesome. He's so charismatic and hilarious. And then we've also got Abby Howells, who you might not have seen or heard of yet, but she's just moved up here from Dunedin. She is sensational. She got she was in the Comedy Festival last year, won the Festival Director's Choice Award, and she's a Billy T nominee this year. I saw her hour-long show just last week at The Basement.
Awesome.
She's absolutely choice.
I got to say, and when you hear someone's a Billy T nominee, that's when you've got to immediately go and see them because their star is on the rise and you want to be able to tell your mates you were there before they were, you know?
Exactly. Everyone wants to be able to see Chris Parker before he's Chris Parker, you know?
Exactly.
They want to be there first. This is your opportunity to be there first and see Abby Howells while she's like on the way up.
Fab.
So you can get tickets from Eventbrite or timbatt.co.nz. If you just kind of like, you know, Google around comedy Whammy Saturday night, it'll come up. And it's going to be awesome. It's $30.
Easy.
I don't know, what other information do you need?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be good. That's the main thing.
Put this little carrot in front of you gorgeous horses to try and tempt you into the stable. Because there's like, you know, it's quite tricky to book gigs at the moment. I'm also talking to a bunch of other comedians. So there's a high probability that some pretty famous faces could drop in, you know, and do a little brand new 5 or 10 minutes of material to test some stuff out. But they won't be announced. So you've got to just buy a ticket and come and see who's there on the night for that.
There is a little bit of that going on at the moment, which is kind of like a weird cool thing that's come out of the pandemic of people being like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to try this thing out because I'm just hanging out at home otherwise. So I might just leave my house, put my mask on, sanitize my hands and go have some fun.
It means as a punter, you should go to stuff because at the moment you kind of can get access to bands and comedians and other performers that you normally would not at the price point that you'd be paying. So I recommend you buy a ticket and come to the show, Comedy at Whammy on Saturday night.
Fabulous. Saturday. I think that is a very good idea. Before we let you go, Tim, I'd like to know, what was your holiday highlight? Because it has been a wee while since we've had a chat to you. What did you get up to over the nice summer break?
Spent a lot of time in the East Coast, as in beautiful Gizzy.
Lovely.
And highlight. There's something about, we got to spend quite a lot of time at a house with a pool, and there's something that makes me feel very rich about being in a coastal area, but being in a swimming pool instead of the ocean. It was nice to pretend to be rich.
There's that one house that's right by Poinchev Beach and they have a pool. Like, they're literally the house next to the beach, but they have a pool. And every time I walk past that and I can hear people in the pool and it's high tide, I'm like, aren't you just living the flash life?
Rich people shit, man.
You could just walk down literally 10 metres and you'd be in the sea. But you know what?
Poinchev's full of poo though, isn't it? So they've probably made the right decision.
No, that's Cox's Bay. Cox's Bay is full of poo, but Poinchev is
like... all a little bit full of poo?
Only pretty sometimes. Close together.
Tim, it sounds like an excellent bit of comedy you've put together for the lovely folks of Tamaki Makaurau. Tomorrow night, remind us where to get tickets again.
You can go to timbatt.co.nz and they're available on Eventbrite, so they should come up there.
Fantastic. Well, have a great show and we'll see you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.